Four games in D1 tonight here at North Star. Howells will play Sandhills Thetford, and Pawnee City will take on Randolph. In other games that just concluded across the state of Nebraska and the state tournament, in Class A, Omaha Central crushes Lincoln North Star 69-34. Grand Island Central Catholic downs Wayne 58-48. And Archbishop Bergen comes from behind the top seed in C2, edges Johnson Brock 54-51. Earlier today in Class A, Omaha Bryan defeated Omaha South 46-39. Omaha Creighton Prep over Millard North 47-34. In Class B, South Sioux City defeated Holdridge 66-33. And Lincoln Pius X down Scott's Bluff 67-43. In C2, it was Ravenna over Hardington Cedar Catholic 55-44. And Lincoln Christian over Sutton 48-38. And in D2, Sterling blew out Mullen in the fourth quarter. Again, it was a close game going into the fourth, but Mullen scored just 4 points and got beat 61-39, while Juanita Palisade held off O'Neill St. Mary's 63-54. Other games that are going on at this 3:45 time slot, Norfolk and Omaha Benson in Class A. In Class C1, Minden is taking on Bishop Newman out of Wahoo, currently airing on Classic Hits 98.9. North Platte, St. Pat's, and Arapaho are playing in C2. And, of course, here, Overton and Brooding, Davenport, Shickley on ESPN Radio. Great to have you along with us. Doug Duda here from Lincoln North Star. And we'll be back to take a look at the starting lineups of the new Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at proteamdesign.com.
And welcome back to high school basketball on ESPN Radio, brought to you in part by the fine folks at Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Test drive all the new 36 miles per gallon Chevy Cruze at Kerr Chevrolet at American Revolution. It is time now to take a look at the starting lineups as Overton battles Bruning, Davenport, Shickley. It's the 4-5 matchup. Starters are brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First off, for Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, number 3 is a 6-foot junior forward, Michael Houchin, averages just under 2 points and 2.5 rebounds a game. Number 5 is a 5'10 junior, Kendrick Holman, averages 9 points and 2 rebounds a game. Number 12, a sophomore that does some great, great things, 6-foot sophomore, Ryan Tagmeyer. He averages 15 points and 7 rebounds a game. Number 24, 6'3", senior Derek Schwarzendruber, averages 10.5 points and 6 rebounds a game. And number 42, 6'3", senior Tanner Ahrens, 5 points and nearly 3 rebounds a game. Head coach at Bruning Davenport Shickley is Fred Kluck, assisted by Brian Shart, Paul Philippi, and Josh Harris. They are 22-4 on the season, defeating Deschler and Pawnee City in the sub-districts. Pawnee City, of course, makes it in on a wild card. That was a big win. And then downing Osceola in the district final, 40-32. Stu Pospisil has them ranked number 2 in the Omaha World Herald coming in to this state tournament. They are out of the Crossroads Conference. Now, this is the first trip to state as Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, but obviously the schools have made many appearances in the past. For the Overton Eagles, they're going to go with number 10, a 5'11 sophomore, Matt Ayton, averages 4.5 points and 5 rebounds a game. Number 20 is a 5'10 junior, Dallas Bavard, averages 6 points and 3 rebounds. Number 30, 6 foot senior, Brady Weiss, averages 7 points and 3 rebounds. Number 32, 5'11 senior, Zach Olmstead, averages 15 points and 8 rebounds. And a 6'2 junior, Jacob Olmstead, wears number 34, just under 20 points a game and 6.5 rebounds. The head coach at Overton is Jay Stair, assisted by Clint Little. Overton comes in at 19-4 on the season after defeating Elwood and Elm Creek in the sub-districts at Axtell in the district final, 62-43, their 12th trip to state. They were the state runner-up in D1 last year. They averaged 62 points on the offense, give up 47 on the defense. Brooding Davenport Shickley averages 49 points on the offense and gives up only 37 on the defense. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of their customers one at a time at Five Points Bank. And we'll be back with more basketball after this timeout.
In a world of change, you need a car that adapts. With a VVT dual overhead cam four-cylinder turbo, more passenger room than Honda, Toyota, or Ford, hands-free calling in 36 miles per gallon highway, change can be fun, especially past the gas pump. Introducing the all-new 2011 Chevy Cruze, starting at $16,275. It's a cruise world. We're just living in it. Stop in the Kurt Chevrolet to test drive the all-new Chevy Cruze today, South Burlington in Hastings.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to Lincoln North Star as we get ready for tonight's high school basketball game between the Overton Eagles and our friends from Brooding Davenport Shickley. This has been the New Tank Seed pregame show. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tank Seed, your yield leader. For Brooding Davenport Shickley, they'll wear the maroon, black, and silver. They're the visiting team, the home white and blue trim for the Overton Eagles, and we are ready to get this basketball contest underway here on ESPN Radio, KXPN, Kearney, KICS, Hastings. And the ball is in the air, and Brooding Davenport Shickley is going to win the opening tip here, and Overton will come out, of course, in a man-to-man defense. And Brooding Davenport loves to slow things down, so that's what we expect to see here in this basketball game as they'll drive inside. Houchin takes a look, can't get the shot away. Kick it up top to Derek Schwarzendruber. Schwarzendruber to the left elbow. Want to mention Jacob Jensen will play, but he does not start since coming back from the knee injury. And driving in and throwing one up is Ryan Taymeyer. And Taymeyer scores. And this is the guy that Coach Jay Stair told me he was most worried about. Fast break to the other end. Driving in. Shot no good by Jacob Olmstead. Nobody can grab the rebound. Bodies on the floor. And it's going to go to Overton. So the Eagles will maintain possession on their opening offensive possession here in the first quarter. Inbounds pass going to be kicked out on the wing to Zach Olmstead, up top to Jacob. Jacob, who has 20 points per ball game, brings it to the high post, swings it over to Aiton on the right wing. He's probably one of the top three-point shooters on the team, to Weiss. Back to Olmstead, although the Olmstead boy's not afraid to shoot it either. Here's a three by Weiss. It's going to come up short. Hard box out. The ball still on the floor. Bavard's able to save it there for Overton, and they're going to get another opportunity here. So Overton will reset here. A minute gone, and Olmstead just decides to come down the paint. Puts it up. No good. Zach missed. Jacob got it. And an over-the-back foul is going to be called. A rebound brought down by Zach off the Jacob miss. I think he flipped him around there, but the foul is going to be called on BDS. The first foul of the game goes on number 42, Tanner Ahrens. Two free throws now coming up for Zach Olmstead. The first one is good. And Overton is on the board with the first point of the game for the Eagles of Overton. Both teams are Eagles. Second free throw now on the way, and it's short, no good. But the rebound brought down by Jacob Olmstead. He'll put it up and draw the foul on Derek Schwarzendruber. Somehow Jacob Olmstead able to get the ball away from the taller Schwarzendruber. And two more free throws coming up here. Busy, busy day of high school basketball, and we're only halfway done with more to come tonight. First free throw on the way by Olmstead, and it is going to be bouncing around, no good. All of our games also available on the World Wide Web, ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com, or on your smart or mobile phone at M. m.espnsuperstation.com, m.espnsuperstation.com. Jacob Olmstead will hit the second free throw, and he has tied the ball game at two with 6:40 to go here in the first quarter of play at Lincoln North Star. Overton to their man-to-man defense here. Schwarzenegger on the top of the key. Going to swing it down the low block. Tamire, he'll get it inside. Have a shot blocked from behind by Jacob Olmstead. Olmstead takes it away. He'll wait for the traffic to clear. Now a long outlet pass to Brady Weiss. Back up top they go. Olmstead, right elbow. Takes it out of the wing. Bavard for a three. It's going to be an air ball. And it comes down to Tamire. So the first two three-pointers have been missed. Down the floor, an off-balance runner is going to be no good by Kendrick Coleman. Rebound brought down underneath. And to the other end, Weiss with the outlet pass. And he is going to be fouled, and he'll go to the line. Ayton snuck in there, got that board, I believe it was, made a nice outlet pass. And Overton content to score from the line right now. The foul on Michael Houchin will be his first. And that's already three fouls here in the early going for the BDS Eagles. Free throw up and in. So Brady Weiss able to make the free throw, and it is 3-2 Overton. Second free throw now for Weiss. Takes a lot of time at the line and will put it up and in. So Weiss hits the second free throw, and Overton now has scored four straight from the free throw line to take a 4-2 lead with 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter of play here on ESPN Radio. Into the front court, it's going to be Holman. Kendrick with the ball on the right wing. Uses his dribble up, throws it into the paint to the big fella, Ahrens. Turnaround jumper up and in for Tanner Ahrens. So Ahrens able to get this ball game tied again at four apiece. Couple of field goals and trouble bringing the ball up the floor for Brady Weiss. He is attacked. He loses it. He gets it back. Olmstead underneath the Bavard. Layup good. Dallas Bavard will get the bucket on the assist from Zach Olmstead. And it's 6-4. Overton Eagles with the lead. Up the floor comes BDS. Michael Houchin on the left wing. Carted out there by Ayton. Schwartz and Druber playing outside the arc. Will take the ball between the circles and give it over to Tanner Ahrens. They're looking for Tagmeier. Tagmeier, who is the leading scorer on this team, very dangerous player, has the ball in the left-hand corner. Back up top, he'll go to Kendrick Holman. Holman left elbow. Back out to Tagmeier. Just playing a little catch over there on the left wing. 3 minutes in, 6-4 Overton. Dribble on the right side. Now looking inside is going to be the drive, and Holman kicks it out for a three-pointer, or is it just going to be two? They're going to say a two for Michael Houchin, and it ties the ball game at six. Quickly up the floor, Ayton. Ayton draws the double team into the corner for Olmstead, and he'll hit it. Jacob Olmstead with a three-point bucket here for Overton, their first of the game, and a three-point lead for the Eagles at 9-6. Walking the ball into the front court will be Tagmeier. Swings it over to the right wing to Houchin, who just about walked. Drops it down below block Ahrens, and he'll pack it and score. Tanner Ahrens with a couple of buckets in the paint. Fast break the other way. Bavard goes coast to coast, scores, and draws the foul. Overton doing a magnificent job of running the floor after a made bucket, which BDS has three of. Into the ball game, Luke Christensen and Jeremy Rao. That is the fourth foul in the first quarter on Bruning Davenport Schickley, and Tanner Ahrens with his second. And trying to complete the three-point play will be Dallas Bavard. And the free throw is up and in. Five in a row here for Dallas Bavard, and a three in there from Jacob Olmstead. And it's 12-8 in favor of Overton, a four-point lead here with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. So much higher scoring than Bruning Davenport Schickley would like. They want this to be a low-scoring game. I'm going to take a little time here, work it into the left-hand corner to Luke Christensen. Back out on the wing to Schwarzenegger. Between the circles to Tagmeier. Try to pick, and they double-team him. Now he's trapped, loses his dribble on the left wing, throws it way back out to midcourt to Christensen. Good defense by Overton, and the Eagle fans applaud. Kendrick Holman dribbling right side of the key. Tries to get to the baseline, loses his dribble, loses the ball. First turnover of the game. Up ahead, Olmstead one-on-one. They get out of his way, and he missed the layup. He was expecting contact, and we've got a rebound by Matt Ayton, but he was standing out of bounds off the miss. Jake Olmstead thought there was going to be contact and ended up missing the shot. 12-8 your score. Bruning Davenport Schickley ball. Overton lead. Walking the ball into the front court now will be Ryan Tagmeyer. Swings it into the corner. They sag there on Luke Christensen. Luke averages just 3 points per ball game to the high post. Schwarzenegger drives, and he's got the charge. Taking the charge will be Zach Olmstead, and Schwarzenegger and Ahrens, the two starting post players for Coach Kluck, both have two fouls just over midway through the first quarter of play. So Overton playing strong, not necessarily physical, but strong. Good stuff out there for the Overton Eagles and a good start to the basketball game. Team that went to the state finals last year. Begin their trek again here. Walking the ball into the front court, get it down low to Olmstead. There's Zach off the glass and scores. Once it gets into the paint to an Olmstead, it's probably not coming back out at a six-point lead here for Overton, leading it 14-8. So very good, solid first 5 minutes of the basketball game here for Coach Jay Stair's troops. Ball up top, Luke Christensen. Christensen swings it left side. Thinking about this shot is Michael Houchin. Can't get it. Back to Christensen. Long-range jumper in the right wing. No good. Defensive rebound, Dallas Bavard. BDS can't even get a board. They've got one so far in the game compared to five for Overton. A little off-balance runner by Matt Ayton. Kind of a wild shot. No good. And now Overton going to be calling for a foul here, it looks like. Jeremy Rao got the rebound. And I guess they're going to call Ayton for a foul. No, they're going to call on Olmstead. Okay, I didn't think Ayton touched anybody, but Zach Olmstead with his first foul. And now here comes Jacob Jensen into the ball game for the first time. Also, Tanner Ryan comes in. Ryan, a 6'2 freshman, saw quite a bit of playing time after Jensen went out. So Overton on defense, up by six. Jensen back from that knee injury, wearing a big brace on that right knee, leaning down low on Jeremy Rao. Rooting Davenport, Schickley gets it up top. They're really concentrating on their point guard or their shooting guard, Tagmeyer. Oh, there's a nasty spill on the floor, diving for a loose ball, getting his knee rolled up on with Kendrick Holman. He does pop up, though. The foul is on Overton. Brady Weiss is first and the team second. You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda here from Lincoln North Star, boys state basketball opening day Thursday. And Overton a 14-8 lead as Tagmeyer takes an 18-footer. It bounces off the rim, no good. Olmstead slaps the ball out. It's loose and a foul going to be called. Give the rebound to Tanner Ryan, the foul on PDS. Luke Christensen, his first. Six fouls, though, already here for BDS. A minute 50 and counting in the first quarter, and Overton has the ball with a six-point lead. Jensen to Olmstead, but he's well outside the box. Give it to Jensen. He drives. Oh, and a charge. Jacob Jensen going to be called for the charging foul, and that'll be his first of the basketball game. So BDS and the Eagles trying to slow down Overton here, and they have a little bit over the last minute. Shut them down the last couple of possessions. And Tagmeyer will walk the ball up the floor here for the Eagles. As he's double-teamed across the timeline, he'll get it to Holman. Into the right-hand corner to Christensen. Luke back up top. Looking to reverse the basketball, but nothing going on there. So a pull-up jumper from 12 is going to be Tagmeyer, and he'll knock it down. So Ryan Tagmeyer with his second bucket. Cuts the lead to four. Makes it 14-10. Ball into the front court here for a three. Olmstead, he'll hit it. Jacob Olmstead, his second three of the quarter. He's got 7 points. And Overton now leads it by seven. 17-10. 1 minute to go in the first quarter of play here in this D1 quarterfinal. And BDS gets it to Luke Christensen on the left wing. Guarded there by Ryan. Up top they'll go to Holman. Holman holds the ball. Hands it off to Michael Houchin. Looks for the back cut. Not there. Houchin on the pick and roll. Gives it off. And then a pass back out front is stolen away. Brady Wee steps in front. Makes the steal. And then Overton trying to run the floor. Throws it right back. That's Overton's first turnover of the basketball game. 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And BDS looks like they're going to play for the last shot, even though they're trailing 17-10. Coach Fred Kluck says spread it out. Dribbling the ball. Tagmeyer. They'll pass it off and get it back. Guarding him is Brady Weiss in the man-to-man. He's getting up on him. Make sure that five-second count is there. Down to 10 seconds to go. Tagmeyer wants to go one-on-one. Kicks it in the left-hand corner. Christensen's three. He got fouled. Jacob Jensen fouled. fouled him on the three. Still not as quick as he was, and he wasn't overly quick, but still not quick off that knee. And the second foul for Jensen. And that's a costly one because it gives Luke Christensen three free throws. The first free throws of the game for BDS, and the first one dancing around and in. First point of the game for Christensen. There's still 5 seconds remaining here in the quarter. So Overton has a legit shot, a decent shot. Christensen hits the second free throw. Here comes Ayton back in. 17-12 Overton. 5 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And the third free throw on the way. And it's good. So Christensen hits them all. Let's see what Overton gets. Long outlet pass. They've got an open shot from eight that bounces off the rim by Brady Weeston. No good. Overton did a good job of getting the ball up the floor and played a pretty solid first 8 minutes. After the first quarter, it's Overton 17, Fruiting Davenport Shickley 13. You're listening to the D1 Boys State Basketball Tournament on ESPN Radio.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda with you as Overton will get the ball to start the second quarter, but they lose it out of bounds. Just their second turnover of the basketball game. Two for Overton and now two for BDS here in the contest. And BDS will get the basketball. A lot of free throws shot in that first quarter for Overton. They put up seven of them, and they were able to hit five of those seven. They were 2 of 4 from three-point land. 7 points for Jacob Olmstead to lead the way. 6 rebounds in the first quarter for Overton. We'll look at BDS in just a moment. Tagmeyer has 4. Tanner Ahrens with 4. 3 for Luke Christensen. Down on the low block, they try to work it in against Olmstead. Ball fake, shot up and in by Schwartzendruber. His first bucket of the basketball game. And Schwartzendruber makes it a 2-point game. 17-15, a 5-0 run here by the BDS Eagles. A long three. Olmstead's going to be short that time by Jake. And the rebound brought down by Michael Houchin. Only 2 rebounds in that first quarter of play for Bruning Davenport Shickley. Ball on the right wing. Get it down to Ahrens. Both post players with 2 fouls. Ahrens spins off the glass and in. That was bread and butter money time in the first quarter. He's got 6 points all in the same thing. Get it to him on the low post on the right block. And he spins. Has about a 4-footer. He's made them all. 6 points ties it. Here's Olmstead driving, forcing the shot that time is Jacob. It's no good with the rebound brought down by Michael Houchin. That's not what Overton wanted right there. And that's going to allow Tagmeyer to bring it in and then kick it off on the wing for a 14-footer that's up and in by Houchin. And now Bruning Davenport Shickley has put a run together, and Coach Jay Stair wants to call a timeout. A 9-0 run by Bruning Davenport Shickley with 6:14 to go in the first half. BDS 19, Overton 17 on ESPN Radio.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
In Big 12 basketball, Kansas barely held off Oklahoma State today, 63-62, and Colorado is upsetting Kansas State, 76-72, with a minute 20 to go in that ballgame. Right here, it's 19-17. Brooding Davenport Schickley leads it with 6:10 to go in the second quarter. They've scored 9 in a row to get the 2-point lead. Ball back up to the top circle here for Overton. Out of the timeout, Brady Weiss dribbles to the right side, tried to spread the floor. Tanner Ryan is back in there. Driving in Olmstead, he's trying to take it over himself, and he will score. Jacob very good at that. Ties the ball game at 19 apiece. He'll take it in, he'll protect it, moving the ball to his left shoulder so it's away from the defender, and then when he gets to the rack, he's able to elevate over the top and score. Ryan Tagmeyer with it on the left wing. Kicks it back up top to Holman. Kendrick yet to score in this basketball game, which is tied at 19. BDS only averages 49 points a game, so they're well on that pace against a solid Overton team who probably this year, their sub-district and district, not near as tough as BDS. Right now, they're spreading the floor, and Brooding Davenport Schickley taking their time. Tagmeyer guarded by Ayton. Back up top they go, Houchin. Houchin could drive, decides not to. Ryan on him defensively. Back up top to Holman. Holman to the free throw line. Finally, they get it to the baseline. Here's a drive and a foul on Overton. Schwarzendruber will go to the line to shoot two. Very patient, and they finally found the big man down on the baseline. The foul on Overton's Brady Weiss. So he has two. Jensen has two. The team has five, and Schwarzendruber's free throw is up and in. 3 points for Derek. Back into the ball game for Brooding Davenport will be Jeremy Rao. Also coming in, Luke Christensen. Overton has both Olmsteads, Tanner Ryan, Matt Ayton, and Dallas Bavard on the floor right now with 4:52 to go in the second quarter. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report with all the numbers, state tournament updates, and more. Free throw is up and in, so Schwarzendruber hits them both, and it's now 21-19. Let's get you some other state tournament scores here. Omaha Benson leading Norfolk 25-14 in Class A after one. Overton basketball in the front court. Here's Olmstead again, driving, pulling up by an 8-footer. In and out, no good. And the ball is saved in by Jeremy Rao. Good play there by Rao. And a timeout going to be called by Brooding Davenport Schickley. They were trapped down on the baseline. 30-second timeout with 4:30 to go in the second quarter. Brooding Davenport Schickley 21, Overton 19. You're listening to the state basketball tournament on ESPN Radio.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
State Tournament Basketball brought to you in part by Seth Johnson, your Channel C dealer. See him at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Doug Duda with you here on ESPN Radio and ESPNSuperstation.com from Lincoln North Star. As it is 21-19, Brooding Davenport Schickley leading Overton with 4:15 to go in the first half of play. Arapahoe and North Platte St. Pat's tied at 13 late in the first quarter. Here's a three-pointer, Tagmeyer up and in. The first three attempted in the game by BDS is good, and Tagmeyer has seven. And the largest lead here in the first half is now five. And at the other end, a foul on BDS. Luke Christensen with the hand check. That's his second foul, seventh team foul. And Matt Ayton now will go to the line and shoot a one-and-one. Wahoo Newman taking on Minden, and Newman leading it 13-7 with a minute 40 to go in the first quarter on Classic Hits 98.9. At the line with a one-and-one, Matt Ayton hits the first one. Second one coming up for Ayton. That's only the third point here in the quarter for Overton. After getting 17 in the first quarter, we're halfway through. Second free throw up and in. So Ayton hits them both, 24-21, BDS, who was down 17-10 and put on that 14-2 run. Right now, the ball in the hands of their guard, Kendrick Holman, playing catch with Christensen up there. Tagmeyer trying to get open. On him the whole way is going to be Matt Ayton. So driving in, Holman turns into the paint, double team, nowhere to go. Kicks it to the baseline, short jumper converted by Jeremy Rao. 26-21. Brooding Davenport. Chickley is Overton. Will bring the ball into the front court. Olmstead swings it over to Tanner Ryan. Ryan down low, trying to make some room, is going to be Zach Olmstead, and he's fouled. Overton's offense right now does not seem to be anything too advanced. It's get the ball to one of the Olmstead boys, and they're just trying to overpower and run through the BDS players. And the foul on Luke Christensen is his third. And, of course, that's a smart move. You got Aarons and Schwarzendruber, who have been in and out of the lineup, each with two fouls, but have not picked up their third as they're both in there. And Zach Olmstead will nail the first free throw. He's got 4 points. And a second free throw coming up here for Olmstead. Back into the ball game, Brady Weiss. Second free throw up, no good. And the rebound is run down to the corner by Schwarzendruber. His first of the ball game. Ayton went for the steal. BDS fans wanted a foul, didn't get it. Original five starters are back on the floor here for Coach Jay Stair. Down four with 3:10 to go in the first half. Michael Houchin, top of the circle, man-to-man, swings it over right side to Ryan Techmeyer. He is fouled on a three. That's the second time in the game that Overton has been called for a foul on a three-point attempt. This time it is on Matt Ayton, and that will be his first. Three free throws now for Ryan Techmeyer, who has 7 points and makes his first trip to the line. BDS is 5 of 5 at the line so far here in the first half. And the first free throw good. Chance to extend the lead here for BDS. Just over 3 minutes to go here in quarter number one, or two, excuse me. Second free throw is around and out, no good. End of the first quarter, Arapahoe and North Platte St. Pat's are tied at 13. We seem to be well ahead of the other three venues, at least if two of them. Class A is pretty up to date. Omaha Benson leading Norfolk in the second quarter, 30-27. Second free throw was no good. The third free throw was no good. The rebound is brought down by Zach Olmstead. So Tagmeyer only had a chance to take that three, and he missed two of them. And now Weiss comes open. He's going to attack and hit the layup. 27-24 the score. Into the front court they come. Ball dribbled to the top of the circle. Handed off to Michael Houchin. Houchin ball fake. Got the man to fly by and hits the 17-footer. Tough one on the left wing for Michael Houchin. And it's 29-24. Brooding Davenport shooting the ball very well. Coach Jay Stair telling me before the game he thought unless they did shoot the ball real well, he loved Overton's chances here. Try to get it down low. Olmstead got shoved in the back. Ball turned over, but Ayton gets it right back. Ayton gives it to Bavard. Back to Ayton for three in the right-hand corner. It is no good. Rebound is pulled down by Tagmeyer. Golden opportunity, and now more players on the floor, and a foul on Overton. And both coaches and a couple of the players have a few things to say after that exchange. Overton thought that there was a push-off and an elbow, which knocked Ayton to the ground. Instead, Ayton is called for his second foul. And that'll be a 1-1 at the other end for Ryan Tagmeyer. He was just there and hit 1 of 3. Front end of the 1-1 is good. 5 1/4, 9 in the game for Brooding Davenport Chickley's leading scorer, Ryan Tagmeyer. 30-24. BDS with their biggest lead now 7, 31-24. And Overton seems to be playing well, but you look up there and they're down 7. Remember, they were up 7 in the first quarter, 17-10. Since then, it's been 21-7. They've been outscored. Down a low block to Olmstead, forces it with a left-hand mini hook. And the rebound brought down by Tagmeyer. Again, Overton has taken a couple of shots that have been forced, and that was one of them. Up the floor come BDS. Coleman on the right wing, dumps it down low, and a travel going to be called on the Eagles. Aarons. Overton thought it was going to be a reach-in foul, but they'll call the walk. The first turnover of the quarter and only the third of the game for Brooding Davenport Chickley. Both teams have taken very good care of the ball and have shot pretty well. BDS better than Overton. 3 turnovers for BDS, 2 for Overton. With a minute 30 to go here in the first half. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report will be coming up. They try to lob it down low. The ball's tipped by Aaron. Picked up by Bavard. His shot will be blocked and taken away by Jeremy Rao. And now BDS will slow it down as their fans start to make some noise here after a dominant second quarter for BDS. Down to a minute 10 to go in the quarter. Tagmeyer, ball screen, crossover dribble to the left wing. Didn't get anything, so he pulls it back out and gives it to Kendrick Holman. Holman tries the right side. Ooh, he has his man there, but he's not even looking to pass it to Rao. Instead, they kick it back out on the wing a minute to go. Trying to post up Aarons down a low block. Ball between the circles to Tagmeier. We whittle it down to 45 seconds to go, and now they may play for the last shot. Let's find out. And now Coach Fred Plunk says, yeah, let's pull it out. So they're going to burn about a minute 20 here on the last possession of the first half and take the lead into the locker room. Now it just depends on how big that lead is. It currently sets at 7. Overton trying to trap out front on Holman. Holman trying to get out of there. He does. He finds Houchin, who finds Tagmeier, and that's the hands they wanted in. Overton wants to double-team him. 20 seconds to go. He gets out of there and dribbles it between the circles. Look out, look out, look out. 10 seconds to go. Tagmeier dribbling, fires it underneath, wide open layup, and no-look pass to Aaron. Still a little time on the clock. Overton from half court at the halftime buzzer is on the way, and off the iron, no good. And we are at halftime, but the momentum and the tide has turned in this basketball game. Bruning Davenport Shickley puts up 20 points in the second quarter to just 7 for Overton. And at halftime, Bruning Davenport Shickley 33. Overton 24. You're listening to the State High School Basketball Tournament on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, brought to you by Seth Johnson, your Channel C dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. The most important thing they do, listen to the customer. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. So go see Zeke today at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Best of luck to all the teams in the state tournament. From Seth Johnson in Channel C. We'll be back with halftime activities from Lincoln North Star after this.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
And welcome back to Lincoln North Star High School, where we are at halftime in this second D1 quarterfinal matchup on ESPN Radio. Your score at the half is Bruning Davenport Shickley 33 and Overton 24. It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let trash take up all your time. They take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Glad to have you along with us here on ESPN Radio and ESPNSuperstation.com. Halftime in Class A, Norfolk has come back to take the lead from Omaha Benson, 34-32. In the second quarter, by the way, Bruning Davenport Shickley did not miss a shot here, and that is why they are ahead, 33-24, making all seven of their shots in the second quarter. So great stat line there by BDS, and that's exactly what Coach Jay Stair was, I wouldn't say worried about, but he just said, unless they shoot lights out, I like our opportunity to advance on, and they are shooting lights out here before halftime. With 2 minutes to go in the first half, Arapahoe leading North Platte St. Pat's by a score of 22-20, and on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, Minden is taking on their first round opponent in Wahoo Newman, and Newman was leading that after one quarter 15-11. We'll get you an update on that here in just a little bit. 33-24, though, is our score at the half. Bruning Davenport Shickley leading this basketball game over the Overton Eagles, the defending state runner-up. We'll be back with a whole lot more after this timeout on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
In a world of change, you need a car that adapts. With a VVT dual overhead cam four-cylinder turbo, more passenger room than Honda, Toyota, or Ford, hands-free calling in 36 miles per gallon highway, change can be fun, especially past the gas pump. Introducing the all-new 2011 Chevy Cruze, starting at $16,275. It's a cruise world. We're just living in it. Stop in the Kerr Chevrolet to test drive the all-new Chevy Cruze today, South Burlington in Hastings.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call John and the McCarter boys at Husker Tech for farm building, steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, 325-5490. That's 325-5490.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Welcome back to Lincoln North Star High School, where we are at halftime. Great-looking people from all over the state of Nebraska are here at Lincoln North Star. Sandhills Thedford is the next game up here, and they are going to be taking on Howells, and that game is at 7 o'clock, and Randolph takes on Pawnee City at 8:45 in the rest of D1. Let's take a look here at the first half stats, and again, Bruning Davenport-Shickley was a perfect 7-for-7 from the field in the second quarter of play as they put up 20 points, and they also are starting to get to the free throw line. One of the reasons is Overton has fouled them two times on three-point attempts. They've only attempted three threes, made one, and the other two they were fouled on. So of the three threes they've attempted, they have been able to score 3, 4, 7 points as they made four of those free throws. Here's the numbers for BDS. Luke Christensen, 3 points. Michael Houchin, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Ryan Tagmeyer leads all scorers with 10 points and 3 rebounds. Derek Schwartzenjuber, 4 points and a rebound. Jeremy Rao, 2 points, 2 rebounds and a block. And Tanner Ahrens is getting it done on the low block when they need to, 8 points. 2 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 3 in the first quarter, 5 of 7 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 2 in the first quarter, only 1 in the second. A little bit of foul problem for BDS. Both their post players got a couple of fouls early, but have stayed on that. Derek Schwartzendruber and Tanner Ahrens with 2 each. Luke Christensen with 3 fouls in the first half. BDS had 13 points in the first quarter, 20 in the second. And at halftime, Bruning Davenport-Shickley has 33 points, 8 rebounds, 8 out of 10 at the free throw line. They are 1 of 1 from a 3-point land and have been fouled on 2 others. 1 block shot and 3 turnovers for the 22-4 Eagles. We'll come back and look at the numbers for the Eagles of Overton right after this timeout on ESPN.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop. It's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on ESPN Radio. Here are the first half numbers now for Overton. Matt Ayton has hit a couple of free throws. He now has 2 points in the basketball game. He also has 1 rebound. Here for Overton. Elsewhere, Dallas Bavard, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Brady Weiss, 4 points. Zach Olmstead, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Jacob Olmstead, 9 points, a rebound and a block. And Tanner Ryan, 1 rebound. Overton, 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 1 in the second. But when BDS didn't miss a shot in the second quarter, there are no rebounds to get. And so that's why Overton at the free throw line, 5 of 7 in the first quarter, 3 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first, 0 of 2 in the second. Turnovers, just 1 in each quarter. Foul situation, 2 apiece on Matt Ayton, Jacob Jensen, and Brady Weiss. Overton had 17 points in the first quarter, but just 7 in the second. And at the half, 24 points, 7 rebounds, 8 of 11 at the free throw line, 2 of 6 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 2 turnovers. At the half, 22-4, second-ranked Bruning Davenport Chicley leads 19-4, sixth-ranked Overton by a score of 33-24. Wahoo Newman goes on a run to take a 25-18 lead over Minden as they approach halftime. And also at halftime, Arapahoe 26, North Platte St. Pat's 24. And in Class A, Norfolk has come back to take the lead from Omaha Benson, 34-32. In case you missed it earlier today, in Class A, Omaha Bryan over Omaha South, 46-39. Omaha Creighton Prep over Miller North, 47-34. Omaha Central over Lincoln North Star, 69-34. In Class B, South Sioux City jumped out to a 22-3 lead and never looked back, downing Holdridge, 66-33. It was Lincoln Pius the 10th over Scotts Bluff, 67-43. In C1, Grand Island Central Catholic beat Wayne, 58-48. In C2, it was Ravenna over Hardington Cedar Catholic by a score of 55-44. Lincoln Christian came back to down Sutton, 48-38. And Archbishop Bergen over Johnson Brock, 54-51. D1, West Point Central Catholic ended the game on a 20-3 run to beat Cedar Valley, 59-42. And in D2, Sterling beat Mullen, 61-39. Juanita Palisade down O'Neill St. Mary's, 63-54. Still to come today, of course, Minden's currently playing on Classic Hits 98.9, and then Pleasanton and Wynot will play at 8:45. On the Breeze 94.5 FM, Giltner and Lindsay Holy Family will play at 7, and on 12:30 a.m. KHAS, Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Norfolk Catholic at 8:45 in C1. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. At the half, Bruning Davenport Chicley 33, Overton 24. The second half is next on ESPN Radio.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call John and the McCarter boys at Husker Tech for farm building, steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, 325-5490. That's 325-5490.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
You are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. State Tournament Basketball brought to you in part by Kerr's Chevrolet of Hastings. Overton will be on defense to start the third quarter here. Bruning Davenport Chicley, their largest lead of the ball game, is here at halftime, 33-24. And let's see how this plays out here early in the third quarter. Can Overton find some offense outside of the Olmsted boys? Can they make a three or two? Can they stop Bruning Davenport Chicley and get that ball out of Ryan Tagmeyer's hands and shut down Tanner Ahrens, who's had some very easy looks inside? Four buckets all within 5 feet of the hoop. So we're underway here in the third quarter of play, and it will be Tagmeyer with the basketball on the left-hand wing. Overton is playing man-to-man defense and have stayed in that all ball game long. To the top of the circle, driving it is going to be Holman. They try to trap him. He kicks it out to Schwarzendruber. Schwarzendruber skip pass, hit the net, and it actually goes to Ahrens, who hits another short jumper. Dangerous pass, but Tanner Ahrens caught it, scored it, and it's an 11-point lead for Bruning Davenport Chicley. Overton with the basketball into the front court. Thinking about it is Weiss. He'll kick it back down to Olmsted. That'll be Zach kicking it into the corner. The jumper, Bavard, no good. Rebound brought down by Action. And one thing Overton has to do is get rebounds, get some second-chance opportunities. They are the more physical team, and they have not been getting that done. Again, not a lot of second-chance opportunities for them in the ballgame. Tagmeyer with it on the left-hand wing. Works the offense to that side. Now dribbles to the high post and backs it out. Keeps the dribble between the circles. Tries to drive one-on-one. Pull-up jumper from 15 and hits the tough shot. Good defense on him by Bavard. But it didn't matter. Tagmeyer just hit a fadeaway, and the first two buckets belong to BDS, and they are up 13, 37-24. Remember, Overton led 17-10 late in the first quarter. And haven't done much since, unfortunately. Driving to the right wing. Here comes the runner off the glass up and in by Brady Weiss. his sixth point of the ball game. But again, that's just a one-on-one move for Overton. Overton's not really doing much except now trying to take their guy one-on-one, which is fine if it works. And the ball between the circles to Houchin. Left side of the key to Tagmeier. Tagmeier holds the ball. LeVard on him, trying to force him to the other hand. He'll give it off this time to Kendrick Holman. Holman to the high post. Short pass to Houchin. Left wing to Tagmeier again. Down on the low post. They find Aarons. He finally missed one. And the rebound is brought down by Brady Weiss. Look down the floor. Going to take it all the way. Puts the runner up. Tagmeier was in his way. He didn't want the charge. He missed the four-footer. Rebound to Michael Houchin. Overton just not clicking and seeing the floor right now as they bring it down the floor. Bounce pass to Aarons, another short jumper. Missed over the back to get the rebound. BDS puts it up and in. Schwarzenegger. 39-26, BDS. Overton up the floor. Crossover dribble, Weiss into the paint. Forces the jumper, hits the front of the iron. Rebound brought down by Derek Schwarzenegger. And you got to wonder what Overton talked about at halftime, because this surely is not it. 39-26, Overton down 13, 5-10 to go in the third quarter of play. Right elbow with it is going to be Houchin. Gets it inside. Schwarzenegger scores and is fouled. And a three-point play coming up for BDS. 8 points for Schwarzenegger, 41-26. And the foul is on Jake Olmstead, his first. And the free throw is good. Already 9 points here in the quarter for BDS. This team only averages 49 points a game, and here at the state tournament, they've got 42. 5 minutes to go in quarter number three. 16-point lead for BDS. A long three by Olmstead. Rattles in and out and will not go for Zach. The rebound brought down by Ryan Tagmeier to the backcourt. A whistle, and a foul will be called. They're going to call Tagmeier for the charge. His first. He used the elbow. Overton wanted it a couple of times in the first half, didn't get it. They do get it here in the second half. Overton, 42-26, trailing right now. Bishop Newman leading Minden, 28-25 at the half in C1. And that game is on Classic Hits 98.9. Overton ball underneath their own hoop. Loud up top to Zach Olmstead. Back over on the right wing, they'll go to Brady Weiss. Inside, back to Zach, up and no good, but a foul. And Zach Olmstead will go to the line to shoot two. He's 2 of 4 at the line. The foul will be called on Luke Christensen, and that is his fourth personal foul. First free throw now for Zach Olmstead. It's on the way, and it's good. 5 points for Zach, but just the third point of the half for Overton, and only the 10th point in the last 11 and a half minutes. Second free throw now for Zach Olmstead is up and it is in. So Olmstead hits them both and into the ball game. Wyatt Schoenholz for the first time. 42-28 is your score. And it will be BDS ball against a little full court pressure here for Overton. Tagmeier guarded man-to-man by Bavar to the backcourt, trying to make him push off again, but this time Tagmeier brings it up on the right side across the timeline. To Kendrick Holman. Holman with a left-hand dribble. The low block left side. They try to reach it in time up. They give it to Schwarzenegger, who's wide open because they tried to double-team the ball. And the short jumper is up and in. And Schwarzenegger has 7 of his 11 points here in the third quarter. And we still have 4:15 to go. Ton of time left, but Overton is not slowing down BDS. Ball between the circles to Olmstead. Jake over on the right side. To Dallas Bavard. Back to Jacob. Top of the key. Three. Needs it. Can't get it. Rebound brought down by Tagmeier. Overton, 2 of 7 from downtown. Three-pointer on the way, Holman. And another foul on a three-pointer. I've never seen so many in a game. Matt Ayton with the third foul on him. And the third time in this game that Overton has fouled BDS on a three. And they've only attempted 4. They made one and have been fouled on the other 3. And Kendrick Holman will go to the line to shoot him. And the first one is good. Well, Bruning Davenport-Chickley is red hot right now. The second free throw, no good, so he's made one of the first two. Third one to come, Jacob Jensen will come in. He's got to provide a spark here for Overton. He was a non-factor in the first half. Houchin will re-enter for BDS. And the third and final free throw for Kendrick Holman is up, and it is in, and it is an 18-point lead for BDS. Up the floor with it is going to be Brady Weiss. Weiss crossover dribble. Back up to the top of the circle to Bavar. Bavar tries to take his man to the hoop. He does, but he short arms it. No good. And Jensen tipped it up and in. Jacob Jensen with the offensive tip back. And it's 46-30. BDS, 3:40 to go here in the third quarter of play. Kick it back over to the right wing to Houchin. Houchin's going to hand it off to Holman. Down low. Tagmeier trying to make room. The ball blocked by Jensen. Then Jensen swatted it off of Tagmeier, and it'll be Overton ball. So as we said when he checked in, Jensen's got to find a way to help contribute, and he has. A tip back and a block shot. 46-30, Overton with the basketball. A long way to come back, but they need to get started right now. Between the circles is Bavard. Down low, Olmstead. Olmstead spins, draws some contact, no foul. Rebound brought down by Tagmeier. I don't know how Olmstead didn't get fouled on that one, but there was no whistle. And BDS with the basketball. Swings it over the left side of the key to Houchin. Houchin up top, Tagmeier off the pick for a three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound is Schwartz and Druber in the paint. He has a shot blocked underneath. It's going to go out of bounds off the block shot of Dallas Bavard. And I'm going to say that the ball belongs to BDS. 46-30 with 2:46 to go here in quarter number three. Back into the ball game, Tanner Ahrens, who's had an outstanding game so far for BDS. Ahrens, who only averages 5 points already, has 10, and all of them are right in next to the basket. With it is Holman. Holman for the three. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound comes down to Jacob Jensen. Jensen with the basketball. We'll get it into the front court to Weiss. Pick and roll down to Jensen, and it's going to be deflected away out of bounds, and it will stay with Overton. Good defense that time by BDS. Again, they're both the Eagles. So a timeout now is going to be called by Overton. A full-length timeout for Coach Jay Stair. Just the second one of the ball game. 2:28 to go in the third quarter of play. Bruning, Davenport, Chickley 46. Overton 30 on ESPN.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Other scores from the state tournament midway through the third quarter. Norfolk now starting to pull away from Omaha Benson, 40-32 in Class A. The other two games are just getting set for the second half. Arapahoe led North Platte St. Pat's by 2, and Newman led Minden by 3, 28-25 on classic hits, 98-9. All right, now Overton ball out of the timeout. Weiss with it. Down low, Jensen got inside. Man in the air. Shot up. Good, and he's fouled. It set on the rim, and it actually fell back in. So maybe the first good bounce of the day for Overton. And Jacob Jensen now a chance to complete the three-point play. The foul will be on Mike Houchin, his second. Third team foul. And it'll be a free throw for Jensen. It's on the way, but bouncing out, no good. And Schwartz and Druber with his fifth rebound. 46-32. Bruning Davenport Chickley leads Overton with 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and ESPNSuperstation.com. A layup at the other end. Schwartz and Druber ran the back pick and another layup on the low post. So right now they're getting the Olmstead boys out of the picture defensively by setting solid screens. And Schwartz and Druber has 9 in the quarter, and that's what Coach Cluck wants to do here in the second half. Tagmeier deflects the pass, picked back up, and underneath Jensen has the layup on the assist from Weiss. It was deflected right back to Brady. He grabbed it and dumped it down to Jacob Jensen, who has 6 points since coming into the game just about 2 minutes ago. 48-34. BDS with the lead, and they seem to keep scoring. Down low, another layup, Derek Schwartz and Druber. 50-34. Overton cannot stop BDS right now. A minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Tough to catch up when you can't stop the opponent. Jensen to the baseline, takes it in, dishes it off. Short jumper, Bavard hits the seven-footer. Dallas now with 7 points in the ball game. Overton starting to warm up from the field, but it's not doing him any good because BDS is getting layups every time down the floor. And Ryan Tagmeier has it to Houchin, well out on the right wing. 1 minute to go. And I think they're going to spread the floor, and why not? You're a slowdown team. You're up 14. You want that lead going into the fourth quarter. And a foul on Jensen. He got up too close that time on Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger went to dribble around him, fell down, and got the call. Third foul on Jensen. And the ball comes back over to BDS at midcourt. Tagmeier into Schwarzenegger, who was wide open. Gives it right back to Tagmeier. Gets rid of it to Holt and Kendrick. Trying to spread the floor, looks for a back cut, couldn't get it to him. Back up top with 35 seconds to go to Kendrick Holman. They try to double team him. Overton's been in a lot of bad situations off double teams. Skip pass right side to Holman, to Houchin. Knocked out of his hands and boxing him out to make sure it stays BDS ball. Good job by Mike Houchin as Weiss went for the steal. 25 seconds to go here in quarter number three. 50-36 BDS, more points in this game already than they average all season. Inbounds pass is going to come to Holman. A back cutter was there in Aarons, but he wasn't looking. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Overton can't allow a bucket here. They've got to get a stop. Tagmeier with it, half court. Swings it right side to Holman. We're down to 9. Back to Tagmeier between the circles, 6 seconds. Crossover dribble. Pull-up jumper, long three is an air ball, and it's going to go out of bounds as time expires here in the third quarter of play. But after three, Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, 50, Overton, 36 on ESPN Radio.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on ESPN Radio. KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings from the Big 12 today. Kansas State upset by Colorado. They win it 87-75. And here Overton's got a long way to come back, but they start with Jacob Olmstead driving to the hoop to score.
Back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats.
A little technical difficulty there. Each team has scored a bucket here to start the fourth quarter, and BDS now has a 52-38 lead with just under 7 minutes to go in the basketball game. And BDS will have the ball after a foul is called on Brady Weiss. His third, each team with four here in the second half of play. 52-38, your score in favor of BDS, and they will love to milk the clock here. Overton's got to make a move in the next 2.5 minutes. They've been down by as many as 18. It's now 14. Tagmeyer with a basketball. 17 points for Schwarzentruber, leads the team. He had 11 in the third quarter alone. Tagmeyer with 12. Jake Olmstead, as we got knocked off the air, had the bucket, and that was his first of the second half. And now driving to baseline, BDS steps out of bounds. I had neither team for a turnover in the third quarter. I've got Overton for 2 in the game, BDS for 4, but BDS has just shot the ball that much better, and they lead it 52-38. Ball at the top of the circle. Here is Weiss. Back up jumper from 12. Hit it. Brady Weiss with the drop back. And it's 52-40, 6:10 to go in the game. Overton a long, big, deep hole to drag themselves out of. Tagmeyer in the backcourt gets a little pressure up to Schwarzentruber. Underneath, they've got Aarons open. They get it to him off the glass and scores. Overton's trying to overplay the basketball defensively, and BDS has done an outstanding job of burning them. They find a way to get around that press every time and find a way when they do to get it underneath for a bucket. The ball is kicked, and it'll come back into Overton. Back into the ball game, Luke Christensen and Jeremy Rao for BDS. 54-40 in favor of Bruning-Davenport-Schickley with 5:47 to go in the basketball game. And the inbounds pass comes to Olmstead. Zach forces it. It comes up short. Rebound brought down by Tagmeyer. Baseball pass to the other end for a layup. That's up and in by Schwarzentruber. It's not Overton's day. Bruning Davenport-Schickley is playing very, very good basketball. Here's a jumper that's buried at the other end by Brady Weiss. He's got 10 and a timeout going to be called here by Overton. It'll be a 30-second timeout. So with 5:26 to go in the basketball game, Bruning Davenport-Schickley 56 and Overton 42. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call John and the McCarter boys at Husker Tech for farm building, steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, 325-5490. That's 325-5490.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Nate Krug from Lincoln North Star. The boys' state high school basketball tournament here on ESPN Radio in Class A. Norfolk 48, Omaha Benson 47 after three quarters of play. North Platte St. Pat's has come back to take a lead in the third quarter over Arapahoe. We'll update you more in a minute, but right now the ball is stolen away in the backcourt. Bavard to Jensen. Jensen drives, and a foul will be called before Jensen can get to the hoop. But a turnover on BDS, and the foul on Schwarzentruber will be his third. And into the ball game, Tanner Aarons after a very short rest. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Overton trying to find a way to get back in the game. Down to Olmstead. Jacob squares up but misses the five-footer. Schwarzentruber the rebound. And I didn't think the height would give Overton as much trouble as it has, but it has. And a blocking foul on Jacob Jensen right in front of the Overton bench, trying to keep Schwarzentruber from getting up the floor. And that'll be the fourth on Jensen. He's frustrated, hasn't got to play most of the year after injuring his knee in the holiday tournament. Came in, sparked him in the third quarter, but they couldn't cut into the lead. Tagmeyer will throw it into Aarons, guarded by Olmstead. Turns and hands it back to Holman in the backcourt. Jensen goes for the steal and just fouled out of the game. Jacob Jensen has just fouled out of the basketball game. And Jacob, a senior, may have just played his final moments for Overton. With 5 minutes to go in the game, Jensen leaves us with 6 points, two rebounds, and a block shot, and they were all in the third quarter of play. So he is out, and back into the ball game will be the original five starters, Aiton, Bavard, Weiss, and both Olmsteads. But right now, BDS can play keep away in the last 5 minutes. Holman will drive. They try to double team. Holman loses the dribble. They swat at it. The ball goes into the backcourt. And a timeout going to be called here by BDS. a 30-second timeout. Coach Jay Stair says, why was that not an over and back call? We'll be back right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
State Tournament Basketball on ESPN Radio, brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. And a big thank you to all of our fine sponsors. Right now, Wahoo Newman now leads Minden 36-26 midway through the third quarter. After three, it's North Platte St. Pat's 39 and Arapahoe 35. And down low, another layup for Schwarzenbruder. The guards are getting the forwards the ball, and it's just laying it over the front of the rim, 58-42. Jacob Olmstead trying to make something happen to the high post, backs his way out, fakes the pass, takes the jumper, it's short, the rebound brought down by Tagmeier, his eighth. So Tagmeier only 2 points in the second half. Overton has shut him down, but they have not been able to shut down Derek Schwarzenjuber, who has 17 points in the second half, and one of them is a free throw, everything else is a layup. Foul called now on Overton as they get into the front court, which will be their seventh team foul. So that means the 1-1 coming up after Zach Olmstead is whistled for his second foul. Overton, who had played so well in the second half of the year, their only loss coming in the conference tournament final to Pleasanton when they got themselves in a hole kind of like this and came back from about 18 down to get it tied, but couldn't win it. The first free throw up and in by Luke Christensen. All of his 4 points have been from the line. The second free throw sets on the rim, and it's in. So he makes them both, and it is 60-42, equaling the largest lead of the game. BDS is 13 of 16 from the free throw line. Overton, 10 of 14. They are just way behind the offensive output, though, of Bruning, Davenport, Shickley. 4 minutes to go. Overton basketball, Ayton dribbling around. Off for a three, Olmstead fires, Zach no good, long rebound comes out to Matt Ayton. He'll kick it out to Bavard for the three. No, Weiss hits the three-point bucket, and he's got 7 points here in the quarter, and it is 60-45 in favor of Bruning Davenport Shickley. Across the timeline they come, inside another layup, Schwarzenjuber, but it was contested by Weiss and actually missed. Jacob Olmstead, baseball pass to the other end, layup up and in, and a foul, Dallas Bavard, a chance for a three-point play. One thing that Coach Stair has said for a lot of years is that the kids never do seem to throw the towel in, and they're trying one more time here. The foul called on Tagmeier, his second, and at the line, Dallas Bavard looking for his 10th point of the basketball game. It's on the way. It's in. 2 of 2 at the line for Bavard. 60-48, a 6-0 run by Overton. Just 3.5 to go. Olmstead just about got the steal in the backcourt, but it went out of bounds. Going to take every ounce of energy for Overton to rattle BDS as Luke Christensen comes back in. Don't forget when we're done, it is the Misco Sports postgame show, so stay with us. BDS to throw it in. They throw it into Aarons. He gets it right back to Christensen on the lob in. Christensen to the backcourt. Keep away. Ball tipped, and now Tagmeier has it up the floor, 4-on-2. Tagmeier decides to pull it out. Ooh, and then levels a defender and is called for the foul. We saw a lot of that in the Big East yesterday. And he just connected his elbow to the jaw of Matt Ayton. And Ayton will get up. But Tagmeier, his third foul. And Overton will have the basketball. Chance to cut it to a one-possession game if they knock down a three. Weiss with it over to Ayton. Ayton, a long three, is an air ball. And the rebound is a foul called on Overton as Kendrick Holman grabs the loose ball. That's one of those. It's great if it goes in. Not so much if it doesn't. And it did not go in that time around. So both teams are in the bonus. And Bavard with the foul, his first. 1-1 coming up for Kendrick Holman. He's 2 of 3 at the line for his only 2 points. And BDS has been rock solid from the charity stripe so far in this game. Free throw in and out, no good. Ball deflected, but it falls into the hands of Zach Olmstead. Olmstead will push the ball up the floor to Weiss. Weiss for three, another air ball. Rebound brought down by Bavard. And a foul called on BDS, it looks like. Off the missed three. So Bavard's going to get a chance to go to the line and shoot a one-and-one. Kendrick Holman with the foul, his second. And Bavard will go to the line with 2:53 to go, 60-48 BDS. And Overton needs every single point they can get. That starts at the line. The free throw is up and in for Dallas Bavard, 60-49. Another basketball. Omaha Benson leading Norfolk 55-54, 4:40 to go in the game. North Platte St. Pat's leads Arapahoe 45-39, 5.5 to go in the game. Second free throw for Dallas Bavard is on the way. It is going to rattle in. He hits them both. The 18-point lead is now down to 10. 60-50. Inbounds pass. Tagmeyer's trap. Has to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Both teams will have two remaining with 2:51 to go. Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, 60. Overton, 50 on ESPN Radio.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we
BDS
are.
Throws it away on the inbounds pass. Underneath to Olmstead. Hits the layup. It's an 8-point game. Zach Olmstead, the layup on the assist from Jake Olmstead. 60-52, long pass to midcourt to get it into Holman. 2:40 to go in the game. Holman's going to take it all the way in. Gets it underneath. Aaron's blocked underneath. Blocked underneath again and no foul. Olmstead got away with two fouls. To the other end. Baseball pass. Gets it to Olmstead underneath. It's a 6-point game. It deflected off Bavard and was picked up by Jake Olmstead. An amazing comeback in the works right now. Overton overplaying the ball. Another chance for a layup, but BDS throws it over the head of a wide-open Luke Christensen. BDS is coming apart at the seams in the last 2 minutes. A team that is built on discipline is undisciplined since the timeout. Three turnovers in the first three quarters. Three turnovers in the last 2 minutes on BDS. It is 60-54, a 12-0 run. Overton heads up the floor. They got big momentum on Jake Olmstead's block shots at the other end, but they still need to keep scoring. Get it down to Jake Olmstead on the block. Got the ball in the air, puts it up, draws the foul on Schwarzendruber. Two free throws coming up. It's the fourth foul on Derek Schwarzendruber. You're listening to exciting state tournament action on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two free throws now for Jacob Olmstead, who's 1 of 2 at the line. First free throw, good. 14 points. 60-55 into the ball game. Luke Christensen. And it's the five starters trying to go the distance here for Overton. Jacob Jensen fouled out at the five-minute mark. And these five starters have been in the whole way since. Second free throw now coming up for Olmstead. It's on the way, and it's in, and it's a 4-point game. 60-56. Rooting Davenport Shickley up by 18 in the quarter. Now up by 4 and trying to get the steal on the inbounds. Matt Ayton will be called for the foul. He punched it away. It would have went out of bounds, but the foul will be his fourth. So Jensen is out. 4 on Ayton, 3 on Weiss. For BDS, 4 on Christensen and Schwarzendruber, 3 on Tagmeyer. And at the line, shooting a 1-1, will be Luke Christensen, who is 5 of 5 in the ball game. It's the last 1-1 of the contest. Big free throw coming up for Bruning Davenport. Shickley, it's on the way. It's good. And that snaps a 14-0 Overton run. 61-56 with 2:02 to go. Overton still needs some BDS misses. Second free throw on the way, Christensen, and he got them both. He is a perfect 7-for-7 at the line. Checking back in, Michael Houchin and Jeremy Rao for Coach Kluck. 62-56. All of a sudden, it's a game. Overton still, though, has a way to go. Weiss will dribble the ball into the front court, unguarded, gives it to Ayton. Ayton back up to Weiss. Playing catch to Olmstead. Three-pointer, Jacob, off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Houchin. Overton just hasn't been able to get the timely three-pointer, and now a foul in the backcourt, and Matt Ayton has fouled out of the basketball game. He is the second Overton Eagle to foul out of the game. 2 points, 2 rebounds, 1:46 to go. And right now, Overton made all this comeback, and now BDS can go back up by 8. 62-56. And now that they're in the double bonus, 2 free throws coming up for Ryan Tagmeyer, who just got his 9th rebound. He is 3 of 5 at the line, has 12 points. 10 of those came back in the first half of play. Don't forget when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show, 2 free throws for Tagmeyer. And the first one is on the way and good. BDS has been draining every free throw for the most part in this game. They are currently 5 of 6 of the quarter, 16 out of 20 in the game. Second free throw on the way. Good. He hits them both, and the lead is back to 8. 64-56. Overton is 2 of 13 from three-point land. Driving in Weiss into the paint. Forces the runner. Hits the heel. No good. Ball is going to be Tanner Ryan trying to save it, but it went out of bounds. He did save it, but they say it went out of bounds. But they say it is off Bruning Davenport Shickley somehow, so Overton's going to get the ball. Minute 35 to go, and an 8-point lead. Inbounds comes to Olmstead, fakes the three, decides to drive in, got his man in the air, fadeaway jumper, no good. The ball comes down to Holman. Holman trying to get out of there with the basketball, gets it to Tagmeyer. They don't want to foul Tagmeyer, but they do. And Bavard, with a minute 23 to go, his second foul. And Tagmeyer back to the line to shoot 2 free throws. Well, Overton made it exciting, scoring 14 in a row, cutting it from 18-4, but they have not scored since. And 4 straight free throws could soon be 6 for Bruning Davenport Shickley. It's 5 because the first one is up and in. 65-56. And the lead now trying to get back to double digits. Ford Tagmeyer, it's on the way, and it is good. So they're salting it away from the line, a minute 23 to go, and Overton needs a bucket down 10. Weiss goes to Olmstead, a long three on the way, and good for Jacob Olmstead, who's got 9 in the quarter. They do not use a timeout, 66-59, and in the backcourt, the ball is going to be deflected out of bounds with a minute 9 to go. Overton has 2 timeouts remaining. Schwartz and Druber and Christensen come back into the ball game here for BDS. 66-59. BDS, I'm checking here, 71's the most, 73's the most they've scored all year. Inbounds pass, traps Holman. Holman finds Schwartzendruber. He's trying to hold the ball in the backcourt. They're looking for a 10-second count, and a timeout will be called just barely in time. And there will be 1 timeout remaining for BDS. But there's only 59 seconds to go in the basketball game. BDS 66, Overton 59. You're listening to the state tournament on ESPN Radio, brought to you in part by Seth Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth.
Seth Johnson is your Channel C dealer, located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
With 30 seconds to go in Class A. Omaha, Benson, and Norfolk are tied at 60. Minden has got back in the game with just over 6 minutes to go. Wahoo, Newman, 40. Minden, 39. Right here, Overton needs a steal, but they get it into Tagmeyer in the backcourt with a minute to go. He'll throw it into the front court, and they get it to Christensen, and they want it in those two men's hands. 50 seconds to go. Trying to poke the ball away. They have to commit the foul, and they do. Jacob Olmstead with his second personal foul. Ryan Tagmeyer is 7 of 9 from the free throw line. He's made his last six, including four in a row here in the fourth quarter of play. And the first free throw is up and dancing around, but goes. 67-59. 49 seconds to go in the game. Over to the defending state runner-up. Looks like it may be over here. Minden has now taken the lead over Newman, 44-40. Second free throw good. 68-59. Bringing the ball up the floor is going to be Brady Weiss. Weiss off the pick, brings it into the paint all the way to the rack. They let him go. He lays it up and scores, and a timeout will be called here by Overton. With 41 seconds remaining in this basketball game, BDS 68, Overton 61. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
All four games going on in this time slot coming down to the fourth quarter. North Platte St. Pat's is now up on Arapahoe by three in their ball game. Class A, 1 second to go. They're tied. North Platte St. Pat's leads Arapahoe 49-46 with a minute 53 to go in their basketball game.
Oh, excuse me, they're up over Arapahoe.
41 seconds to go. Overton down seven. BDS with a basketball against full court pressure. Swartz and Druber to throw it in. Finds his man Tagmeyer, the only man they didn't want to get the ball. Up ahead to Christensen. Christensen, nobody around him. Waits to be fouled and is with 34.5 seconds to go. The foul will be on Olmstead. That'll be the third on Jacob. Story was BDS shot lights out here today, and Overton did not. 68-61. You give Overton 61 points, they'll take it every single time. And Christensen at the line to shoot two. They can't miss from there, but he did miss that one. Can't make them all, I guess. BDS had been 10 of 11 in the quarter and 21 out of 25 in a game. Missed that one. Second free throw now on the way, and it is going to rattle in. So Christensen gets one of two. He's going to come out, and Houchin is back in, 69-61. Overton needs quick buckets, and they need to use their only other timeout. Weiss into the front court, trying to find a screen, gets it over to Olmstead. Olmstead forces the three, tries to draw the foul, and the ball goes out of bounds off BDS as it came up short and went off Houchin's hands out of bounds. I have Overton 4 of 15 from three-point land in the ball game. Three of those made by Jacob Olmstead, who has the inbound, shoots an NBA three, but it's over everything. It's out of bounds, and that's going to be the final nail in the coffin here this afternoon. It's 69-61, Bruning Davenport Shickley with 20 seconds remaining in the basketball game. Overton, who has only had one loss since early January to North Platte St. Pat's, who could be in the semifinals. And a foul on the inbounds. I mean, you look at Overton, look at this ball club here. Their last three losses, Ravenna, they're in the C2 semis. North Platte St. Pat's could be in the C2 semis. And Pleasanton playing tonight in the D2 state tournament. And here, Bruning Davenport Shickley is going to knock him out. Just one game here in the tournament. A tough first-round draw. In fact, both these teams look better than West Point Central Catholic did earlier today over Cedar Valley. Tagmeyer hits the front end of the one, or hits the front of the two here. 7 of 7 of the quarter. 70-61. The Misco Sports Postgame Show coming up, so stay with us. More basketball tonight on our network of stations. Giltner, Pleasanton, Hastings, St. Cecilia. Second free throw. Well, he finally missed one. Rebound brought down by Tanner Ryan. Up ahead to Olmstead. Olmstead, a long three on the way. It's off the heel. No good. Ball tapped out. Aarons has it here for BDS. Overton has decided not to foul, and they'll let the time run out. Get it into the front court to avoid the 10-second count. And BDS moves on. The final score, Bruning Davenport Shickley, 70. Overton, 61. That is the most points outside of the Ravenna loss that Overton had given up all year long. And for BDS, it's only the third time all year that they had reached the 70-point mark. They did it in a win against Lawrence Nelson and then against Nebraska Lutheran right before the postseason. Overton will end their year at 19-5. What a run they've had the last 2 years. And for Bruning Davenport Shickley, the first year that Shickley has come in to help BDS, and it sure did help. Schwarzendruber, wow, what a night he had with 21 points. And they improved to 23-4 and will play West Point Central Catholic in tomorrow night's semifinal at Pershing Auditorium at 7 o'clock. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show in a minute here on ESPN Radio.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to Lincoln North Star, where we are ready for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. And on Thursdays, they're open late till 8, which is tonight. So stop by and see the gang. Get ready for the upcoming spring sports season, whether it's soccer, whether it's track, baseball, softball. They love the sports played on the diamonds. Got all the gear you need. Order your hats, your uniforms, your travel bags for baseball or softball today at Misco Sports. The final score, Overton falls to Bruning Davenport Shickley, 60-61. Overton, the story of the game, once we break these stats down for you, both teams took care of the ball. Both teams shot free throws well. Both teams played hard. The bottom line was Bruning Davenport Shickley just made a lot more shots than Overton did, especially in the second and third quarters. Overton scored 42 of their 61 points in the first and the fourth quarter, while BDS was a little bit more balanced after the first quarter, 20, 17, and 20 points to salt this baby away. And Derek Schwarzendruber making layups off great passes, and the rest of the team making free throws in the second half was the story here. We'll look at all the numbers right after this timeout.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers. First of all, for the Eagles of Overton, Matt Ayton, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Dallas Bavard played a good game, 12 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Jacob Jensen, trying to help his team out, didn't get much done in the first half, had a solid third quarter. All of these were in the third, 6 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Fouled out with 5 minutes to go in the game. Brady Weiss, 15 points. 9 of those were in the fourth quarter. He had 1 rebound. Zach Olmstead, 8 points, 3 rebounds. Tanner Ryan, 2 rebounds. And Jacob Olmstead, 18 points to lead the team, 3 rebounds and 3 block shots. 7 rebounds in the first half. 9 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 8 of 11 in the first half, 7 of 8 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 2 of 6 in the first half, 2 of 11 in the second half. Of course, the last 4 or 5 there were pretty much forced threes trying to catch up. They did not turn the ball over in this game. In fact, I had Overton for 2 turnovers in the first half, none in the second half of play. They played real tough. Might have been one you could have scratched down as a turnover on a tip ball there, but I had him for 2 total turnovers as Overton had 24 points at halftime. They scored 37 in the second half, and the Eagles finished with 61 points, 16 rebounds, 15 out of 19 at the free throw line, 4 of 17 from three-point land, 5 block shots and 2 turnovers, and Overton will end the year at 19-5. We'll take a timeout and look at the final numbers for Bruning Davenport Shickley right after this on the Wisco Sports Postgame Show.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to the Wisco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for Bruning Davenport Shickley. Luke Christensen, 8 points on 8 of 9 shooting at the free throw line. Michael Houchin, 6 points, 6 rebounds. Kendrick Holman, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Tyler Schulte, 19 points, 9 rebounds to lead his team in rebounding. But he didn't lead him in scoring because Derek Swartzendruber had 21 game-high points, 17 of those in the second half. He had 6 rebounds. Jeremy Rao, 2 points, 2 rebounds and a block. And Tanner Ahrens, he had a lot of those layups in the first half, 12 points, 1 rebound in the game. I had Overton with 16 rebounds and BDS with 26, 8 of the first half. And they had a total of 18 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 1 of 1 in the first half, 0 of 3 in the second. But remember, they were fouled on a three-point attempt 3 times in the ball game here. The first time they made all 3. The second time they made 1. The third time they made 2. So they got 6 points off fouls on three-point shots. Free throw shooting, 8 of 10 in the first half, 15 of 19 in the second half. Block shots in the ball game, just the 1, and BDS turned it over 3 times in the first half, 3 times in the second half. They were all right there in a row when Overton made their run in the fourth quarter. Remember, the Eagles were down 18 in the fourth quarter and went on a 14-0 run to cut it from 60-42 to 60-56. But then the next 6 points were made from the free throw line by BDS, and they were able to hold on. 33 points in the first half, 37 in the second half, the third highest point total of the year for Bruning Davenport Shickley, 70 points, 26 rebounds, 23 out of 29 at the free throw line, 1 of 4 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 6 turnovers. Bruning Davenport Shickley now 23-4 on the season with a 70-61 win over Overton, and they will advance on to play West Point Central Catholic in tomorrow night's 7 o'clock state semifinal at Pershing Auditorium here in Lincoln. We'll be back and give you the other scores right after this timeout.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, 2 items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Doug Duda back with you here for State Basketball, brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings and Channel Seed. Seth Johnson, your dealer in Hildreth. We sure appreciate that. two games in overtime, Class A and Class C2, and Omaha Benson gets a tough shot off but not in, and Norfolk beats Omaha Benson 66-65 in overtime in Class A, and that completes the opening round in A. Omaha Bryan defeated Omaha South 46-39. It was Omaha Creighton Prep over Millard North 47-34. Omaha Central, no problem with the 8 seed Lincoln North Stars 69-34. And just concluding, Norfolk wins it in overtime 66-65 over Omaha Benson. In Class B, it was South Sioux City over Holdridge 66-33. Lincoln Pius the 10th down Scotts Bluff 67-43. Tonight at the Devaney Center at 7 o'clock, Gretna plays Beatrice, and at 8:45, Boys Town will play Norris. In Class C1, it is Grand Island Central Catholic over Wayne 58-48. And with 19 seconds to go on Classic Hits 98.9, Minden leads Wahoo Newman 53-50 in that basketball game with 19 seconds left to go. Tonight at Pershing at 7, Kimball will play Milford, and at 8:45, Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Norfolk Catholic, and that game is on 1230 KHAS, all games on the web as well. In Class C2, that's ESPNSuperstation.com. Ravenna this morning beat Hardington Cedar Catholic 55-44. Lincoln Christian came back to down Sutton, holding them scoreless for nearly 7 minutes of the second half. Christian won it 48-38. Archbishop Bergen had their hands full, came from behind to defeat the 8th seed Johnson Brock 54-51. And currently, Arapahoe and North Platte St. Pat's are in overtime at this time, and Arapahoe trailing St. Pat's with a little over a minute to go at last check. In fact, it's 60-57 North Platte St. Pat's in the final minute. In D1, West Point Central Catholic over Cedar Valley ended the game on a 20-3 run to win at 59-42. The game we just had, Bruning-Davenport-Shickley over Overton, 70-61. Here at North Star tonight at 7, Howells and Sandhills, Thedford, and at 8:45, Pawnee City will take on Randolph. And finally in D2, Sterling beat Mullen 61-39. That was a four-point game going into the fourth quarter. Mullen only scored four in the fourth. It was Juanita Palisade holding off O'Neill St. Mary's 63-54. And we've got the other two D2 quarterfinal games on the radio tonight. From Lincoln High at 7, Giltner will play Lindsay Holy Family on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And at 8:45, Pleasanton and Why Not will play on Classic Hits, 98.9. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, carrying all the bats, gloves, cleats, socks, belts, catcher's equipment, anything you could possibly need for your baseball and softball team. Little kids all the way up to the travel teams and the big boys at Misco Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center. They have now went final. North Platte St. Pat's wins it in overtime over Arapahoe. An interesting storyline there, of course. Coach Braithwaite at Arapahoe, his son is an assistant coach at North Platte St. Pat's. And tonight in overtime, St. Pat's beats Arapahoe 63-57. And Minden has the lead in the final 20 seconds against Wahoo Newman. For our producer-engineer, Nate Krug, I'm Doug Duda saying once again thanks to all the fine sponsors. Another great year of covering Overton Eagle basketball, but they come to a season end tonight. Bruning Davenport Shickley 70, Overton 61. From Lincoln North Star, Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Hey, Mary, Angie.
Did you girls know Thomas Jefferson designed a macaroni machine?
No way!
Yeah, sure did. Lots of other interesting stuff, too. Maybe we can hook up later and talk about it.
All right!
Wow, Peter is so buff now.
So, history buff. Been working out at loc.gov.
What's that?
Library of Congress website. Cool films, archival photos, funky music.